Yo, yo.
Could you see if anybody's there?
Yeah.
Don't even fucking matter. What we here to talk about? We here to talk about Canelo and his big ass deal. And we here to introduce our boy Javier. Y'all have heard him call in from Bama. Now he's in the flesh since we in here.
Best state in the United States.
He the guy that's on all you UK heads for getting all that extra time that
Nick yeah, this the
y'all.
Guy. See,
he that.
You know what I'm saying?
He
the one that want 5 minutes.
They
he want his ones. 10 minutes.
But they the only ones who get 5 minutes. I'm just saying.
Bro, this dude 6'6".
Man,
he big as fuck too.
That's me.
Everything down.
See, this is what I'm saying about being everywhere and y'all never there. Fucking punks.
I'm here.
Javier's here.
All right. Yeah, if y'all listening right now, man, smash that thumbs up button, baby. We out here working hard.
Let's see. So what's the facts? Facts is Canelo signs an 11-fight deal, $365 million. First things first, is bigger than Floyd's deal.
Yeah.
Way bigger than Floyd's deal.
Bigger than Floyd's, bigger than AJ's. Biggest deal in sports, to be honest with you, because
biggest deal in sports.
I think about it. Baseball players get the kind of money, but they get it over like 7 years, and it'll be like 280. Canelo really getting it over 5 years, 7 fights, 10 fights, how many fights? 5 years, $36 million a year.
5 years, 11 fights. Divide that. How many is that per year? Two.
Yeah, per about 2 years. I mean, taking his first one is gonna be
Rocky Fielding. No, they already said first one is Rocky Fielding.
So after that, it's 10 more. So 5 years. 10 fights, 2 fights a year, $36 million, bro. That's
damn,
a lot of
so
money.
So you're making $60 million guaranteed, over $60 million, almost $70 million guaranteed per year.
Nah, per fight.
No, per year.
Don't make people
it's two fights.
Uh-huh.
Per
two
year.
Fights a year. And three on one. 1 year got to be three.
Oh, 1 year.
No. This right here is going to be that
yeah, this
one.
That
oh,
one
okay.
Because
yeah,
it's
yeah,
the
yeah,
end
yeah.
of the
okay,
year.
Okay, yeah.
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 So you take 10. And you put that into 365.
Oh, you trying to see how many?
Yeah.
Days?
So that.
What's name put in chart?
Oh yeah, there was a chart in a thing.
Per year, yeah, he said 73 million a year.
Yeah,
73. That's what I see. That's what I was right. I didn't even look at that.
Then they said 200K a day.
200,000 a day, money. You know what that means?
Though.
You wake up and while you taking a shit, you still making money. And they ain't got nothing to do with endorsements. All right, but like, what does this mean for DAZN though? Are you, because you, look, he's not a podcast host. He ain't covering fights. So are you buying DAZN?
Got it.
Oh, you already got it. Yeah, so there you go.
There.
So as a customer, are you happy? Because I'm going to tell you this, regardless of podcast host or not, like, I'm happy I ain't got to pay that $100 for a Canelo fight now.
That's
all I'm paying is $10 now.
I'm with that. I mean, because if they get Triple G with Matchroom, I mean, I ain't got to worry about paying that $100 for.
Let me ask y'all
fight.
Another question. Does this push DAZN past ESPN Plus and make that $10 worth it every month?
Nah. They still $5 more.
Okay.
And both of those rosters still shitty. Like,
but
I know all of
those.
I know all the Eddie Dick Riders is out there like, oh, AJ and Canelo the biggest signers. Yeah, they are the biggest signs.
You
they are. But they ain't got no stable though.
Canelo.
And you got a whole.
You said that already.
Jaime Munguia.
Jaime, okay.
Ryan Garcia.
Uh-huh. First of all, let's not get confused. $365 million ain't got nothing to do with Golden Boy.
Oh,
that's Canelo.
Just Canelo.
Canelo got a 10-fight deal.
So Oscar can go get some more money?
No, he got more. He got more. The 8 is not disclosed.
Because he can still shop the other guys around.
Yeah, No.
He can't?
He got 10 more fights, not for Canelo, but for Golden Boy. That
gotcha.
We don't know the money. They're not telling us the amount.
But does that mean he's still going to put other fights? Like if he want
to I don't know. Not for those 10. He got 10 fights he got to give them.
Okay.
What you got in the chat? Because
checkmate,
I can't read from this side.
Checkmate to Matchroom, and a lot of other fighters are going to jump ship and go to Matchroom. Do you think? But
hey, Airhead, this is not a Matchroom deal.
Yeah, it ain't got nothing
get
to
your fuck face out of here. This is Canelo and Golden Boy went directly to DAZN. So we have to even see.
DAZN giving that money
out. I want to hope that Golden Boy and Matchroom are now going to play nice.
Smash that thumbs up button for us, baby. Oh, yeah. And
what?
Matchroom doing some big shit. They trying to get Luis Ortiz, too. You reported it first. You know what I'm saying? You told us about it
first. I've been told them that. Now y'all all happy because y'all hit reading other people said. Fuck out of here. And what y'all happy about anyway? That he offered him three fights not named Dylan White? Like, who gives a fuck?
I still think it's
he already signed them one other time for three fights, and it was all whack. You want to see more White Rhino? Get the fuck out of here. Y'all bunch of fucking dick riders.
He finna try and get White Rhino another shot.
Malik Scott. Come on now. But for Canelo, though, I mean, do you...
If he going to sign Luis Ortiz, tell me in the public, what's the fucking three fights? Fuck out of here.
What does this do for Canelo, though? I know that the...
What you mean, what it do?
What, I mean, like...
The same thing Wilder won. This is generational money. His kids is good for the rest of their life. $70 million a year, bro. No endorsements. That mean he could just say, this money goes straight to the bank, and I'm going to just party with the endorsement
you
money.
See, boy, he already got that Givenchy on while he signed.
I know.
But I mean, let's get to that though.
What?
The size disparity.
Oh, you talking about the actual fight?
Yeah,
he just signed a $365 million deal. What sort of shot you think fucking Rocky Fielding got?
Rocky getting $250,000.
Rocky ain't got no shot. Rocky is here to get that check he about to get. Yo, Adrian, we going to the mall.
Shit, yeah. Rocky just want that payday.
Nah, look. What fighter doesn't want glory? What fighter doesn't want to beat Canelo?
Bro, if he beat Canelo,
no, he's not gonna beat him. But he's gonna go out there and give it his all. He's gonna give it his best.
So you tell me it's not possible? It's possible. He's
no,
a
it's not
guy.
Possible. It's not
he
possible.
If he land when Canelo get a little wobbly,
he ain't landing nothing.
I bet.
Listen, Canelo could get more wobbly than fucking Luis Ortiz did Deontay Wilder. They ain't stopping that fight. They're not stopping that fight.
Otherwise,
a person asks like the quality of the fight. Because Canelo has two of those belts. If you think about it.
Nah, this is a good thing because they're going to play. They on the zone. Eddie has $1 billion, right? But he's not to $1 billion. He got access to, let's say, $260 million for the next 2 years. To get that billion, he needs to put on good fights. He needs to put on shit that the zone's going to say, all right, here goes another 2 more years. Because it's a 2-year to 8-year deal, but he got to unlock that other 6 years. How do you unlock them 6 years? By offering Daniel Jacobs to fucking Canelo.
No.
Offering Demetrius Andre to Daniel Jacobs and Canelo. You know what I'm saying?
That was a good question by a commenter.
What happened?
Does Canelo get back in money? Like, if he brings people to the zone?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
He does?
Yeah. You ain't read the deal?
Yeah, he said all that.
Yo, he getting money. He getting money based on how many people he brings in. Like, that's fine print.
Come on.
That's fine print that we don't get, but he getting money, yeah.
He getting money just by bringing people in, bro.
Man, what the hell do you think? If you had an app.
I just gave this man $355 million. What the fuck am I giving some more money for?
Because them $10 is residual. That's $10 a month times every person. Canelo doing 1.3 regular versus any fucking Tom, Dick, and Harry. Bro. You know what I'm saying? And then he's doing 1.3 for pay-per-view and people paying 100. Divide that. That's 10 people. But you already know $100 pay-per-view. It's like 100 people watching that bitch already.
Yeah. Yeah. He just passed $10? The highest paid.
He's the highest athlete in the world.
Yeah,
he just broke all records.
Bro,
he just
five years.
I just want to know what all the people that have been saying, DAZN is dying.
So how many of y'all gonna get DAZN now? Everybody in the chat, let me know.
Because we've been doing live
thumbs
fight
up
chats.
Or thumbs down.
We've been doing live fight chats for DAZNs, but I still see people in the nest. Take this L, DAZN winning, and it's like, motherfucker, I've been telling you to sign up for
not
DAZN
me,
from day one.
Ronald G, because you ain't getting DAZN third course.
Oh my god,
nope, you ain't getting it. Just got it. Fat Apples, Michael C getting it.
But you know what? Is that Canelo don't touch?
Paying for it.
Canelo don't touch this demographic.
I'm donating my 30 days.
He don't.
Southern Fried Crow for sale.
He don't touch this demographic. You know when they gonna get him? When he fight Daniel Jacobs.
Where's Wilder?
When he fight Demetrius Andre.
Yes.
That's when they going to get him.
Who fighting over there? DAZN is. I'm getting it.
Because I know they're going to bring in Danny after that.
Cass, come on, Cass. Cass, you supposed to be a fan, baby. No.
Nah, he's a fan of calling AJ a protector. He hates the UK.
Okay.
And that's the problem. That's what Deontay said in my exclusive interview. So head on over to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice and check out Deontay Wilder's immediate reaction to the deal. This is before he even knew the amount of money that was actually being offered. But, you know, that's what he said. He said that DAZN has a rough battle because of the association with Eddie Hearn and the lies that Eddie Hearn tells. It taints it. Y'all can't keep doing that, bro. Hey, it is what it is.
Eddie Hearn is trying to come in the market, bro, and make a way for himself, bro. And he's paying the fucking fighters.
Lies.
You don't know that. He might be paying the top fighters. You don't know about the other ones.
What you mean?
Like, he was talking about...
what you mean? Let me know.
Who was he talking about? The one who lost for all the time. He said he looked like goddamn trash coming out.
Bro, that ain't Eddie
Compared
Farley.
To everybody.
That ain't Eddie. Who?
The one you said... Solomon.
That ain't Eddie's fault.
Like trash
that ain't Eddie's fault. He got to pay everybody else but his check. Eddie paid him. Okay. Eddie paid him, man. Eddie
How about you stop tapping on the table with a fucking camera at?
My bad, bro. My bad. But anyway.
Tell Eddie to motherfucking pay Luis Ortiz.
He's trying to, ain't he?
Yeah,
he's trying to set it up
so he can fight that Chinese heavyweight. Who told you Eddie was going to have a Chinese heavyweight? Motherfucking haters hating on Ness all the time.
Nah, he's going to wait
Luis out about another year and let him
fight AJ. He's going to wait him out
and let him fight AJ when he damn near 100.
If Ortiz signs with Eddie, he'll probably get the AJ fight next fall. Because Wilder made it pretty clear that they're trying to do their own thing.
If Ortiz signs with Eddie, he'll probably get the what?
His third fight will be AJ.
Next fall.
I mean, listen. If you sign with Eddie, yeah, you got an opportunity. You got a shot. But for Luis Ortiz, he needs to get that shit on fucking paper. He already signed a three fight deal and didn't get nothing.
That's another way to duck Wilder,
bro. Zone has all four belts at 160. Canelo WC, Andre, and Jacobs. Andre and Jacobs ain't won yet, but we expect them to win. I don't know. Debra Chico might pull up there.
Yo, this the thing. Now what? Now what? Jamal Charlo, what he going to do? He got to go over there.
He got to.
He got to force his mandatory and go over there for one fight.
Yeah, he got to. Yep. Got to. But Al, man, I'm pretty sure Al going to advise him to do that, though.
Al did that for Jacobs.
Yep, yeah.
I think a one fight deal to go to the zone. And
I mean, and then Showtime got the people.
If they guarantee it.
And this year coming up, Showtime going to be busy with Pacquiao and the Mayweathers and the Wilders of the world, so.
Maybe with the Mayweathers.
I mean.
Maybe with the Mayweathers. Ness angry today. What am I angry about? I'm happy as hell. I've been the one calling for this. Like, yo, I just want to see where Canelo going to go. I know he going to shake things up. What he did? Shake things up. He got a bigger deal than Floyd Mayweather. He got the biggest deal. What will he do, bro? Awareness and attention to boxing. Like, Ness ain't mad. Ness is fucking Nostradamus. Y'all gonna love me when I'm gone. I be saying jewels, man.
I don't understand why y'all still hating on the zone, though, baby. Like, if y'all
not
really
real fans.
If y'all truly love boxing,
they're
fans. And y'all are on our channel, so I know y'all love boxing. I know y'all do. How are you not going out and getting the zone? Like, let me know that, bro. Give me one good reason why y'all won't get the zone. You got Canelo. You got Andra.
You know the good thing that they said? It's four belts.
Four belts.
That means, yo, at least for the next 2 years, we should get some good shit. If it's going to be two fight deal per year for Canelo, I'm expecting one softy like Fielding.
Yep.
And then a Jacobs. So we already got the Fielding this year. I'm sure with another Fielding type for next year, then end it with a Jacobs. So what do you think is next? Beginning of the year for not beginning of the year, but the first quarter or the first half of 2019 for Canelo.
Shit, you heard the interview earlier.
Wants Floyd. He said on the Zone's interview he wants Floyd.
No, but what you say? Everybody think that I'm ducking somebody, and everybody think I'm steering.
No. He said he wants whoever the public wants. Whoever the public thinks he's ducking.
Exactly.
He likes to hear who the public wants and demands.
Don't nobody want Floyd. When the last time you heard somebody want to see Canelo and Floyd?
I watch
it. I want Canelo.
He said demanding. Ain't nobody demanding.
No. He's not demanding. But he's just saying, like, he was answering the interviewer's question. Shout out to Akin Barak. We got a super chat from Andre Diakono who says, I love the zone since day one. Congrats to Canelo. PBC fighters are scratching their heads this morning. Ness, please press Lion Eddie this weekend. No doubt.
But you can't.
We got another super chat from Blue.
It's a no-brainer. Streaming is the future. The zone! !
I mean, streaming is the future. And I'm honest, yo. Like, it's mad convenient for me. Like, I'll be in my office. I got to go down and get coffee. I'll bring the fucking phone with me. A moment.
A lot of people get on streaming. So now you can put that shit on your computer, your phone, your TV.
I downloaded it to my TV. Yeah. I mean, it's I don't care. I do not like this $10.
Bro, $10
is a lot. $10 is HBO and Showtime. They've been doing this shit all their life.
It's Canelo now, though.
No.
It's Canelo
now.
Yo,
we're talking about The Zone. What's wrong with boxing fans and their association with one person?
It don't matter, bro. You spend $100 for Canelo fight, right or wrong.
Well, technically, if you think about it, you spending the money.
We're spending more.
That's 10 months.
We spending $240 to watch Canelo.
That's true.
That's 2 years of The Zone. What do you mean?
We got another super chat from Jay.
You buy for Yeezy.
That's it. He just wanted to be shouted out. All right, Jay Yeezy, do your thing.
But all I'm saying is you're going to be paying $120 to just see Canelo fight once.
It don't matter. My nigga. You paying $100 no matter what.
No, they're going to get fucked over. People going to discontinue that shit.
Yo, bro, this guy, ain't nobody hating on the $10. I'm saying, as an application, comparing it to fucking ESPN, tripping.
You tripping.
What's more known?
It don't matter.
It does fucking matter.
Who got Canelo now?
Canelo's one dude. They don't got Crawford. They don't got Lomachenko.
You pay $75 for Canelo fight right or wrong.
You're bugging, bro.
Hey, I got
7 months
though.
Of The Zone.
Is that free
seven
shit
going
to stay for Canelo fight? For the field fight? The free, you know how they
if
got
they
the
smart.
Yeah, I mean, I
if
guess if you were
but,
if you first
shit.
Time signing up.
How they going to make money
pull
then?
That shit, nigga.
If you don't, if they get the free, if they get the free and then they just cancel that shit as soon as they get done.
No, because your email.
What you mean?
You get it registered.
But that means you ain't getting paid for that one. And all the people come on, you're not getting paid.
Yeah, but they expecting to lose and expecting something to stay. Oh, bro, like I'm still, like it. You still.
Okay.
As soon as the
there are a few, like fucking Ronald Jenkins, he signed up for, he got his 30 days and he bounced.
As soon as December hit, nigga, if I'm the Zone, I'm pulling the.
Let me tell
trial.
You know how many people signed up for
no
YouTube Premium
like they did for that Usyk Gassiev.
Ain't no more free trial.
That what they did for the Usyk Gassiev shit.
Nah, they could shorten it. They could do 7 days.
Fuck that. I'm doing no more free trial.
Do like Usyk Gassiev did that shit.
You get a free trial in January.
Well, they better announce a better fight than fucking Rocky Fielding.
It's Canelo, nigga.
Fuck Canelo, man. Get out of here with this crazy shit.
Bro.
What you mean it's Canelo?
He fought Kirkland on pay-per-view.
Kirkland. You hit his casual ass, Mike.
On pay-per-view.
Limp. He really in his bag this
you
morning.
You think folks ain't been paying $10?
That week was good. He talking about, he landed with Kirkland and Liam Smith.
If
on pay-per-view.
If they get the free trial, bro, they not going. They going to get the free trial and get right $10? Back off that bitch.
$10, bro, to watch him fight Rocky Fielder. You out your mind.
The Zone is taking over.
Absolutely.
Hey, I got a question. How does shit
they got
work?
The two biggest athletes.
Oh, shit. The Zone is the home for bums. But you lying. He said the home for bum fights and cherry picks. Bayside boxing.
I've never been fat, Ed. I don't know why people think I'm fat, but I've never been fat.
Why they calling you fat?
No, he said, why I might look skinnier than he sound.
That's crazy. He been saying that shit.
I never
said it
other time. Is he a real
true
one?
Feeling show the by Zone the is worth MC. $10. Hey, get the fuck out of here with this $10.
Hey, angle.
Dave C, the Zone killing the other side of the street excuse.
Yes, sir. Good point.
Hey, somebody.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Break that down. What that mean?
I mean, he's saying that if you want to make big fights, the other side of the street shit don't fly no more, bro.
How?
Because
what?
Put the money out there. The money gonna bring the fighters in. Like a different a Canelo. If Al and Aram got together with a package to bring the money in. For Spence and Crawford, the shit would sell, bro, and it'll draw them in.
I still don't get what the fuck that means. Like, what does that mean?
If you want the big fights to happen, and you want to be a player in this kind of shit, you got to spend.
Well, here's my argument.
You got to spend.
I still think that...
You got to spend on promotion.
I still think Charlo...
Okay.
I still think Charlo has the right to say, I'm not on that side of the street, and not get disrespected. What he's got to all of a sudden say, oh shit, the Zone signed Canelo, so now I have to tell my manager that we have to break contract with Showtime.
We ain't got to break. What contract?
We don't know what they got.
You heard what they got.
Who?
Super chat.
What?
Why can't they do a dope?
Tell him, Mike. Oh, yeah, you already know, baby. You already know, you know what I'm saying.
You know who that is?
Yeah, I know who that is. Last night.
Dominique, yeah. What's up, Dominique? But how you gonna say get him, Mike? That's crazy.
Bro, you know though, bro.
And he gonna bring up Liam Smith, and you fucking super chat and get him,
but
Mike.
But you paid for it though.
Who?
You.
Who?
Liam Smith.
This is my job.
That's different.
And it's the sport I love.
It don't matter.
Listen,
bro. You should love it even more now.
Mike, what you gotta understand is I'm about to say, who the fuck is in my room? Yo, Mike, what you got to understand is they don't got to convince you and I. You and I are actively out here doing super chats for they fucking Vargas versus Thomas DeLoman. We telling everybody about the World Boxing Super Series. They got to convince the Ronald Jenkins of the world.
If they casual,
those dudes from the LDBC, they're saying hell no.
If a casual fan who normally buys Canelo at $75, $85, sees he's not going to be.
But you got to be made aware. How they going to know?
The Zone runs ads on SportsCenter too. I mean, on ESPN too.
And on the internet. Yeah. And on YouTube. On BoxRec. I know. Ads. Okay, but so that doesn't mean that they're going to get everybody. We just had a conversation right here. No. Let's bring real life. We had a conversation right here about upbringing and about not being able to have cable. So if you ain't got cable, how the fuck you going to get an app?
You're true.
If you ain't got a phone, how you going to get a smartphone anyway?
Well, you got YouTube now, right?
Yeah.
You got IG, right?
Yeah.
You got WorldStar now, right?
Okay.
Start using those kind of sites, bro, and start putting shit out there like that. The traditional.
Oh, so now you telling them how to market, but they ain't got nothing to do with the original question, but which is how are people going to know?
I get this.
Thank you.
I know that he's saying ads is how they're going to know, but not everybody's on the internet. Yeah. Everybody's not on the internet.
You ain't going to know what it is if
mom still work 8 hours a day.
She got a smartphone, right?
Yeah, it took her forever to get an iPhone.
She got Facebook?
She got Facebook.
Run ads on Facebook. What Golden Boy got?
Okay, but she been on Facebook. Golden Boy been on Facebook.
Okay.
Everybody on Facebook. Okay. As my mom called me to say, I seen some big fight.
But Canelo's not been promoted like that on Facebook yet.
He was never.
The Zone has a Facebook account now. Golden Boy has one. Canelo got one too. With those three, start pushing that shit as hard as you can. As hard as you can, man. And make folks aware of it.
Yo, what about the narrative that Hearn failed?
How he failed?
I mean,
because
he got a big name
for that company, though.
He got the biggest name in the sport.
He didn't get it. He didn't.
That's what I'm saying. That's why people are saying Hearn failed, because he tried to negotiate with Golden Boy and Canelo, De La Hoya, who already had a relationship with the executive of the Zone because of his previous relationship with ESPN. That dude used to be a vice president or something, some sort of sports exec in ESPN. So Canelo, Oscar just went around.
I told y'all that shit on another show. I called in. Oscar not got too much pride to sign to have Canelo sign with fucking Eddie Hearn. He's his promoter. How you gonna sign to another promoter and I'm your promoter?
Same question that I asked you. Why the fuck what Oscar did with Aaron?
So now again, the narrative is Eddie Hearn failed. Here's why. Eddie Hearn received technically $260 million. For 2 years worth of the Zone.
Yes.
Canelo received $365 million
for one person. That's great.
Canelo, and then Golden Boy got an undisclosed 10 fights for them. So
they loving that shit because Ryan Garcia probably going to be on the Zone. Huh?
You have the biggest star in the American market right now.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you break a bank for him?
Why wouldn't... Okay, again, you are just like them. You need to separate. Okay, Eddie and DAZN are not a partnership.
I'm not saying Eddie. I'm saying.
So then, how are you defending Eddie's failure?
I'm not defending Eddie.
Well, you led with DAZN just landed the biggest thing in the world. Like,
it did,
but they ain't got nothing to do with Eddie.
It do. Okay, it helped Eddie in such a fact that he got Jacobs right.
It brings awareness to his platform. You.
So he can combine that shit. If he get Jacobs gets HBO fight out of the way. He can bring Jacobs over to the Zone.
You got Andre.
Boom. Now you bringing him. And then, he got Andre. So, I mean, now you got the biggest star. It's easier to make fights with your fighters because you ain't got to go through all them hurdles of fucking HBO.
Maybe. Because who's to say that Oscar isn't on the other side like, I don't want to fight Jacobs. Jacobs could ruin this.
That's true. But, I mean.
Is the Zone still going to give fucking Canelo money if Jacobs knocks him out?
It gotta be a clause in it, though.
If he get knocked out, I'm just saying.
So why would Oscar deal with Eddie?
I can't give you 10 cherries. I'm sorry.
Why would Oscar deal with Eddie? Matter of fact, okay, after that, let's say fuck it. Nah. Jacobs hits too hard. Fuck it. Let's go with Andre.
Okay. Yeah.
Does Canelo really want to fight an awkward southpaw?
He don't, but he got to.
He gonna have to fight one of them. He gotta fight one.
Or Charlo.
I don't know. That's what Charlo. I want to know in the fucking chat. Or Charlo. Do you guys think that this means Canelo's going to fight Daniel Jacobs and Demetrius Andre?
Y'all just forgot the Triple G might
If you're
go
listening
to Eddie.
Right now, so smash that thumbs up, baby. We got 467
Why would Triple G go to Eddie?
Smash the thumbs up for him, baby. Let's go.
Because he want to make the fight
but
again
this
with
the
Canelo.
Thing. This is the thing. Why would Triple G go to Eddie? Triple G already got fucking K2 promotions. So he's going to have two promoters?
Bro, why would
Triple G gonna do the same thing?
Yeah,
Triple G gonna pick up that phone and go straight to Zone.
Yeah, fuck it.
He better.
Triple G probably.
Now look, on the Zone interview, Canelo did say if the people want a third fight, he's willing to give them a third fight.
Yes.
Do you want the third fight?
I thought he wanted.
I mean, he got a five-year deal. Might as well get it.
Yeah, he might as well.
Might as well get it.
Good fans, something good.
Fucking Mike and his little. I like to hear my fucking phone.
Bro, I don't think Triple G got.
Yeah, he ain't got much longer. That's why he's trying to get them one-fight deals. And that's how maybe Eddie could get him. That's maybe Eddie could offer enough money for a one-fight deal to K2. But I'm saying after this, everyone's eyes are like this. Like, I can't wait to interview Deontay again. Like, yo, bro, it's $365 million.
Does this put more pressure on Canelo to, like, finally start communicating with the media in English, do you think?
No, he just sat down with the Zone and said everything
he said. But at the same time, but
Cotto never learned, you know, Cotto took forever. He still ain't learned English, in my opinion. Like, bro, when you that big, you don't need that shit.
Really?
I don't think so.
I'm
interested in, you know what I want to know? I want to know more of the economics in terms of, like, or maybe it's marketing. Like, are they going to do with the Zone Mexico? Like, what's going to happen now? Like, is Canelo still... Because if Canelo... No, because listen. If they don't do something, we're still going to watch Canelo versus Rocky Fielding from Televisa on YouTube.
Yeah.
And the Zone won't get their money. Nope. You know? Those people that don't want to buy the app, they have easier stream. Yeah. Televisa's free in Mexico, so anybody can upload quality of Canelo fights, right? Or whatever it is, the equivalent that Canelo is using in Mexico.
And you got to think, too, nigga, Sky Sports going to probably have it on their end, too.
Exactly. I mean, there's going to be...
It's only America.
It's only America, Canada, Italy...
Japan,
I don't know. It's like Japan, someone else, you know? It's like four or five countries only. So,
Japan,
I don't know.
Japan only fucking with their people anyways.
The Zone is worth it for Americans, particularly you guys pay $100 for one
fight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We made that point. I don't know if it was on air, off air, but the point is we made that point that it's cheaper as a Canelo fan to watch him on the Zone. You know, it's $120 a year versus $100 for one fight, so you get a bunch bulked in.
Why did that stop? Yeah, go down. Push the button right there.
Ness talking like he's 5'9", not 6'5". What the fuck you mean?
Oh, but y'all,
hey, look here, man, look here.
I forgot Morado.
I ain't never seen a person so happy to get some nuts. This nigga ran over to Wilder little nut thing. Wilder got these nuts out now, right? Like
the
these planners
that
or whatever.
Lying. That's the worst part.
Dude ran over to Wilder like this. Oh, you got them nuts?
I like it though. That's, you know, Wilder, because I always lie on my friends like this to like make people laugh at them. So it's like, oh shit, somebody's trying to do that to me. But I'm glad he brought it up. I think he brought it up because Wilder paying him a fucking check. Y'all always talk about
what?
The check. Yeah,
me.
Look, he stole a nut.
Me? I'm not getting no check from nobody.
Where they at? There you go.
He's right here,
bro. He wanted to show y'all Wilder's nuts.
These bump. What? The, whoa. They're
the spicy ones.
They look kind of fire, too.
This the new logo. The new Deontay Wilder logo.
Man, open them up. I said, hey, let me take
I guess this is a D this way and then a W this way. And then the crown. Okay, Deontay fucking Wilder. That is
why
dope.
That shit don't say Wilder on there nowhere?
Because that's his logo.
Logo now.
That's his logo. That's his logo. The way Canelo got that CA is branded.
Branded now, baby.
Hey, but y'all forget.
You try some of me nuts, man.
Ness turned me into me. Damn, Ronald Jenkins, how I turned you into a meme? My bad. You know you my man. Showtime, ESPN.
They
have nothing to worry about. I don't know about that OTKP. Why they have nothing to worry about? Them shits might be too spicy. Because he was with Mauro like, yo, these spicy. I see sugar on these shits.
They ain't bad at all. These pretty good.
We're going to go through these comments. Bayside is a troll. The Zone needs Oscar De La Hoya to save them from Hearn's disaster. Boxing is salty because Hearn got demoted.
How you get demoted though?
I mean, who's the big ship over there? Who? Come on. Yo, nobody? They ain't give yo, they nobody? Gave AJ nowhere near that amount of money.
Yeah, AJ stock, right? Stocks.
He gonna fight, I think
he alleged.
They're gonna probably make him.
And Murata it was a one fight deal. What?
Ain't Murata one of the biggest people on the zone? Royota?
That's right. The zone has Murata at least for the rest of the WBS. But Murata's with Top Rank.
I'ma tell y'all how Eddie Hearn's still winning.
How?
They gave AJ stocks, right?
Maybe.
Okay. Allegedly. As soon as this Canelo signing probably happened, the stock price probably went up. And you know who that affect directly?
AJ.
And maybe Eddie Hearn, too. You think Eddie ain't getting no stock options?
Check. Don't you? You always on the market. Check the fucking market. How much is the zone stock right now? We about to turn boxing fans from rich fans. Oh, shit. We only got 28% on the computer.
That's crazy.
But we don't need that. We actually on the phone. So we good. I'm going to go through the comments. How you
is
do
it
that.
Public, though?
Yeah, I don't think it's public.
It's not
Canelo didn't even call out Daniel Jacobs. He wants to fight old
Floyd. Hey, I don't know if I want to see that bullshit. Nobody want to see Floyd and Canelo.
PBC is free, and these clowns arguing over that we should pay.
It's not the zone, though. It's the media. What's the media group?
Perform group. How you going to get in that? What's up with these comments? Come on, people. Give me something better
some
than this.
Only on Netflix.
Okay, what's this?
Hey, somebody said something stupid earlier, too. I wanted to bring that shit back up.
Showtime Sports is for bums like Deontay Wilder with his $2 million deal. The hate is real.
I said some shit like, the zone only got 2 pay-per-view draws. Nigga, that's a lot. For one place, that's a lot. In boxing right now?
That is a lot. They got the two biggest.
Yeah, you got. I mean,
like
AJ
you got
can
the two
one.
Biggest because Canelo is the biggest in America, bro. Like,
and then
that's big.
If Joshua made the fight with Wilder, that's it.
But you see, you know what I don't like? I don't like the deal. If you're gonna get Canelo, and you ain't gonna put him on pay per view, the only way DAZN reaps benefit is to have him on 3 times a year. So people are forced to get the app. Like
but
this two times a year.
Yeah. I mean,
and then start. I could cancel, so that means I could get him this. Oh, he fights this month. All right, $10. Bye.
He fight February. I bet
he's back next November? Month in September. Okay, $10. I only paid $20 to watch Canelo.
Got pissed.
They got to do better than that. They got to do better than that.
Some casuals don't give a fuck about damn nobody else. They just
nah,
want
hell
to see
no.
And get out of it.
Hell no, they don't. Mike dipped off, man. We about to have to do this solo and shit.
Bro,
oh shit! Look at the sparring partners back there. Polite coffee.
Coffee.
Yo, tell me why Mike just tried to squeeze through that little bitty ass space
right
there.
Damn, Mike. Mike over here about to cause an accident. I can hate on Canelo. Oh, I can't hate on Canelo for the $365 million. Neither could I, man.
Bro, but what if you get complacent, bro? $365 million, bro?
Ness, it's an indirect big win for Eddie as the new Canelo subscribers to DAZN will only help grow the visibility to Matchroom USA in the long run. I do agree on that. I do agree that there will be a residual effect or a tick in the positive, you know, meter rating for Eddie because of this. Absolutely. I mean, look, it's because of Eddie that we even know about DAZN.
Yeah.
So I'm sure the fact Eddie opened those that dialogue.
Everybody
right?
Think DAZN is Eddie. Like, cause
exactly.
Like I said in the chat, I thought DAZN was. Yeah. He signed Eddie.
And not only that, it's just like Eddie opened the dialogue with Floyd. Regardless that Oscar went around, there's no way that Eddie isn't going to, you know, get like a... He's got to get his hand greased, right? Like, he's yo, I... He even though some, Eddie didn't do it, he still kind of brought Canelo to
the
zone.
Get, he get big. I mean, he get
absolutely.
So
absolutely. Let's see. What we got? Ness loves his own voice that much. He sets his alarm clock 1 hour early. Each morning to hear himself more.
That's tough.
Okay. But yet you're here listening to my fucking voice, you weirdo. What do we got? If DAZN offered you jobs, would you take it? Why not? But I still would do my show, bro.
Money.
I still gonna have my TBV.
Why
like,
turn down the money?
Why would I turn down access, right? Like if Sirius comes, I'm gonna take that. Like a network is a network that it will only give you more access to more fighters or better access to those same fighters, crazy, right?
DAZN got two of the best promoters on their fucking side now.
Well, I mean, two promoters, period, right? Yeah. The thing is, can they play well together? We gotta see.
Do they have to though?
Yes.
They separate.
They got four. They got four. Separate. They got four of the major players in the division. They gotta play well together.
But I'm just saying. Okay, so he brought.
If they're Oscar. Smart, they would. Yo, if they're smart, they would. Imagine all those fights that Oscar could make with Ryan Garcia and a bunch of UK.
That's what I'm saying.
UK little dudes that he'll be knocking out.
What's Kelly?
Kelly who? Josh?
Yeah.
Nah, he's too big for him. He's 147. Oh, but you know who he could get? He could get the dude that Javonta beat in the UK. Walsh, wasn't it Walsh? Like Liam Walsh or some shit?
Yeah.
He could get him and let Ryan Garcia beat on him. A new welterweight Virgil Ortiz. They got a couple of fighters that they could make popular. They just got to make them popular.
Ryan booming out here.
You know what's the good thing, though? The good thing is now you got two separate entities pushing the network, telling their fan bases to sign up. That now it's good. Not just
that
Eddie.
That think about good, it. Because it's still a divide there. As long as you got that divide there and not forcing them to work.
But we don't know if there's a divide just yet. We can't just assume. Man, we can't just assume.
They gave them 10 separate dates.
Yeah.
They can beef, though.
So they don't have to be at the mercy of Eddie. Imagine Oscar had to come and say, hey man, I need to get Ryan a fight.
Nah, bro. It probably would have been something. Well, Eddie Dale.
I just want to know how that's going to work. Can't 10 change. Separate dates. When are they going to. Like, what Saturdays are those?
Can Eddie.
I guess they got to go to the network. Maybe Eddie doesn't get those dates either. Maybe it's like the best fights.
But it came out like previously said, hey, we got 32 dates. We got,
yeah, they got a lot.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to come over here and we're going to do.
Yeah, they got 32 dates. But what I'm saying is maybe they don't got anything penciled though. In. Like even still, like let's say hypothetically.
16 here and 16 over
no,
there.
No, let's say hypothetically Eddie got Saturday. Okay. But if his hypothetical Saturday doesn't, you know, match up to Golden Boy's hypothetical Saturday, the network chooses this.
And again, what might happen, what might end up happening.
I don't know. That does cause the job.
No. People that though. Those dates that Eddie have in the UK can be shared dates because those fights will happen first. Then DAZN could play Golden Boy fights later
on. You're right,
on
you're right.
Night.
Those will happen in the daytime. Exactly. Like the.
Yes.
You're right. And imagine for a boxing fan.
A double hitter.
Fucking wake up and it's boxing from 12 o'clock till 10 o'clock. That's how I felt Saturday.
That's good.
WBSS got them weird ass times too if they ain't weird places.
Yeah, they got weird
they
times.
They compete with that too because WBSS is going to have some good fights later on.
But that's the beauty. No, but see, when my interview with Bob Arum, that's what he said. That's the beauty of the application. They not at the mercy of the premium network. So they could just air. Yeah. They could stack it. It's like, yes, airs at 7. We going at 8. Then Golden Boy goes at 10. Like, all day fucking boxing.
If they want to throw that bitch on it, Sunday, bro. They can, really.
They could throw it on Sunday. Yeah. They could throw it on Sunday.
You can. Why not?
Depending on the time
of year. Now you gambling.
The time of the year.
No, yeah, because you're gambling. Like, is that boxing fan a football fan as well?
Yeah.
Or is he both?
Shit, on Saturdays, they still compete with football.
What these comments say. Man. Golden Boy doesn't currently have a stable. Eddie Hearn doesn't have a stable yet. They need more fighters to make it pop. Canelo Alvarez won't take any tough fights right now. Oh, that's IML Sports.
IML with him, homie.
We met up with him yesterday. Good big as hell. Man. Everybody in fucking Bama, big as hell.
Hey, man, we got to do what we got to do. Baby.
Bama he's power. Right. They don't have stable, but together they make a hell of a stable. All they got to do is work together.
Depends. Who Oscar got besides Canelo and Jaime?
Fire it up. We ain't got nothing rolled up, bro. Mike playing. He out here playing. We already rolled earlier.
Bruh,
we already smoked.
I'm getting these wild nuts, nigga. These hoes fly. God damn.
We smoked earlier. Yo, you know the saddest part? I need a mixer just to play my own sound bites into this show.
I got one, too.
Because look. Who gives a fuck about their mixer? But they didn't even hear that shit. So it don't even matter.
That's good.
No, they probably heard it because it plays out loud and goes right back into the mic and shit. Hurts. Oh, yeah, no, actually. But it sounds horrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sounds horrible. Cause it,
oh, yeah, I forgot about Mike. But shit, Mike, you
don't. Yo, how'd that sound bite sound? Nah, Ness, it's a two fight a year, not 11 fight a year. Doggy, it's two fights and it's 11 fights. All right, homie? It's two fights per year, 11 fights, though. This December is the first fight. Then it's 10 even. What's wrong with y'all?
I'm talking about like, okay.
So Ness, why is the Charlo's Tank five, Davis bro. And yeah, J-Rock bro, Lubin bro, not fighting enough on Showtime? Bro, you know why, bro. You know why. Like, I don't even understand. Like, he heard.
Business aspect going to be so much easier to work out.
Who owns the DAZN? The Perform Group owns the DAZN.
But I'm just saying, Canelo don't talk.
Yeah.
So if you get Oscar and Eddie to beef, shit, for press conference purpose? But
over what, though?
Over what, though? Nah, we don't want them to beef. We need them to do business. We need them to do business.
But Canelo don't talk enough. We need some at press conference. I need Oscar to say something.
Nah, but we got these new... We got Akin Barak now. Uh-huh. So like they going to be talking to the DAZN and trying to bring different... You know, angles to that. It's a lot of different content now. Things are
you got Chris Mannix that don't hold his tongue.
Yeah.
I'm tired of reading. I'm not reading.
You know what? Anymore. Yeah, I'm tired of reading too. You got to be louder. You know what though? I don't like the girl. That Kay Adams chick. They need to get rid of her.
I don't like Sugar Ray either. I love Sugar Ray, but I don't like him.
Tommy D. Shelby, stop hating the UK, jealous bitch.
Damn, bro. Damn. You all right? Good.
Gang who's banging on guy? Bacon and shit.
It's like got Javier, man.
Canelo got that DAZN deal. Big body shot. Performer from England.
If you don't know what Mastermind is, go over to Patreon/TheBoxingWars.com and find
it's
out.
Canelo getting ready for Gilberto.
Me? Not with that DAZN deal. Why the fuck's Bob going to send Gilberto over to DAZN Street? When your man super chatted talking about all that across the street shit don't exist no more.
Man, big fights, bro. Big money, man.
He not sending Gilberto over there.
He ain't sending Gilberto. No, he gonna have a. How do you say an 8-fight trilogy with motherfucking? What's the right word for
Jesse Hart?
For 8-fight back and forth shit with Jesse Hart.
Hey, Jesse finna get the win anyway.
Like that. I know like that.
He gonna have an Octoly fight with his Optimus Prime fight. Yeah. Man, get the fuck out of here. Yo, Gilberto gonna learn English what's before up, he fight Melo. What? Can I watch boxing movies on Showtime for $8 a month? I'm not below of Hearn's DAZN Ducks and Goose for $10 a month. My cable provider supplies all of the rest of my sports.
But you won't have Canelo on the rest of your sports no more.
He'll have a stream, man.
Maybe are you going to do that? Yeah.
Stream Duh. Team.
You going to do that 480p?
Stream team.
You going 480?
I know. I can't do 480.
What, 720? I'm doing 1080,
bro,
baby, 4K.
Why are people talking about Deontay, bro? Because
we in Alabama. Yeah. And you from Alabama. They want your hate.
Look here, bro.
Get your ass
out of here. I don't want to be the bearer of...
Yo, Mikey Garcia's next. Good topic. DAZN been having their claws, or rather, Eddie's claws, into Mikey.
Mike ain't getting that.
Do we see other people now like, yo, fuck that.
Mike ain't getting that.
But who's
going to
fight?
Yo, I got a question for all the PBC the PBC lovers, the LDBC out there. Oh, damn, we read each other's mind, because I was going to say, what if Spence would have took that
fear? Yeah.
Now he'd have been over there.
Yeah, shit.
But still, again, Canelo's 365, that's his money. That wouldn't have been Spence shit.
Yeah, no.
So I don't know. Maybe
I'm just saying, though, if you a fighter right now, and you looking at the landscape, and you see a fighter get 365, one fighter.
I need to check this.
Not a battery,
because if we go dead, we hit.
Not a promoter. Not promoter company. A fighter. If you Spence, if Wilder, you looking back like, man, how much? You think I can get?
They ain't giving Wilder that. Canelo doing 1 point something every time.
He's the biggest draw. What do you mean?
In boxing.
I understand that. What if Wilder fuck around and do 800,000?
What if? Here you go with that what if split. Light it up first.
Nigga, roll with me.
Tell him light it up. He going to be what if.
If Wilder roll. Come on, walk with me, bro.
Roll up. You want me to walk. Roll up. You want me to walk.
Okay, how much?
If they come out on 1 second. If they offer Wilder a 5-year contract. 100 mil.
I ain't doing 5 years.
100 mil.
He just get AJ 50 for one fight. Hey, yo, Mike bumped his head.
I got it. No.
Know your worth, Mike.
100 mil?
Know your worth.
Dude, 100 mil.
How much they offer for one fight deal with AJ on his own?
Y'all paying, that's a bad deal, y'all. 5 years, 100 mil?
That's an awful deal, Mike.
5 years? What the fuck? Man, 20 mil a fight.
So what?
Niggas out here getting 30 something.
For 5 years? All right. For 5 years,
Mike? 4 years, fuck it.
Yo, you know what he gonna tell you? Get your slave contract out of here.
I mean,
yo, hilarious.
You want to fight with AJ,
Mike, 1080p on the Android box. That's that
shit. You bugging, Mike. Yeah, I probably was bugging y'all.
You said water, right. You had 20 mil to fight.
Yo, when Tank heard the news, he got depressed and ate his fat ass to death. Yo, y'all terrible.
Well, y'all gonna leave Tank alone, bro.
Y'all Tank coming for Tank, everybody. Man.
Yeah.
Tank about to sign to Eddie. Remember, he the one tweeted like, Eddie, I heard you got a new deal for me. And Eddie want to make that super...
Shakur talking.
I agree.
I would say
160 for 5 years would be good.
No, Shakur 160? Need to get his
160
or 200.
Yo, Canelo just got 365. Like, I don't think that sound good if you Deontay Wilder, because he don't give a fuck that Canelo doing pay per views. In his mind, like in your mind,
okay,
we think we the best. Exactly. So why the fuck would I think? Like, it's like, yo, I'm a heavyweight. Like, Canelo doing that because y'all ain't back me. Back me, watch me do what he doing even better.
And I'm putting AJ
150 million, 20 million of his own. Says who?
What?
Says who?
What? Put in 20.
For plus shares.
That's what I heard.
Damn.
But I don't know if that's true.
That nigga said, why did Tank and AB have more? The fight.
They did?
Kinda.
I think it was similar.
Y'all bugging.
Canelo got his own.
Ask some boxing questions.
Oscar, Canelo can make three. Wilder can make 365 and 365 fights.
Fuck out of here, man. Fuck out of here, dude.
Hey, man, y'all are horrible, bro. Hey, put some respect on Goddamn Wilder's name, man.
Yo, that was funny as hell.
It was funny, though.
Hey, Rob Demme did the WBSS in the matching card simultaneously last week.
Did. Yeah.
So what?
Damn time. That last it was week bad, they did W. It was bad, but they did WBSS.
I didn't enjoy having match to the go time. Back her feet in a Boise.
What you mean? They did WBSS. They wasn't at the same time.
It was probably the same time. Nigga.
Tell them how that.
You know what it is?
The heat eating fuck out of them now.
Fucking five, bro. I'm gonna lie to tell you, nigga. I'm holding five.
You know what it is? I ain't even noticed. So what I had to get out. What up, Cody? Corey? It was, I had to get out.
Yo, you could have put it on your TV, but I'm saying I had it on my phone on my TV. But I mean, some people ain't got that shit, so they're like, "Well, I gotta watch one."
Yeah, no, it's hard.
Some wild than this, baby. Most fire.
What up? Volleyball? I don't know. Y'all going now?
No.
Oh, what strength training?
Yeah.
Man, you want? Can we get the footage of that?
I don't know where the gym at.
Oh.
I mean, they go. We could if you want, but
said volleyball, nigga. You know, I'm a spike guy, spiky shit.
Nah, they got a volleyball game. They invited, but I don't know if Wilder gonna be there or not. I don't know.
Ness and Mike, if Ortiz signs with Eddie,
Ness, you mad Eddie yeah, living?
He will still be signed life to El Heyman, since he's not a promoter. Will he get the white fight? I mean, I think
that's
Eddie,
up to Eddie.
Yeah. I think the reason Eddie wouldn't give him the white fight.
He's gonna get the white fight. I told you that earlier. Yeah, he's gonna get the white fight after AJ.
After, exactly.
He didn't after AJ that, April 13th fight with White.
He didn't want to put that white fight.
Because look, if you dealing in white and you lose to AJ, what's the easiest way back to the top?
Fight with
beating Luis Ortiz.
Yep. True.
Dang.
True.
You gotta say that little bone right there. But we about to be out. It's time to eat lunch. Roll
clean
up another
Nick's,
one.
Nick's clean the fuck plus, out of these peanuts.
Y'all ain't even,
I,
y'all ain't even
I
hit
gotta
up,
do it.
They ain't
I
even, they
do
even
it
hit enough shit.
No,
nah,
fuck
shit.
That.
What?
Dreamland, overrated.
Hey, bro, watch
he's
what
a fucking
say.
Hater. Yo.
Hey, watch what you say.
He's wait a hater. Minute. See what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Disrespectful.
Bruh. And he don't even know the last time he ate ribs. They don't serve ribs in fucking Indiana.
I've been to Memphis, all right?
Yeah, they don't serve this.
Anybody?
Like 10 years ago.
Indiana is a barbecue capital, my nigga. What you mean?
Oh, Indiana?
Yeah.
Fucking Indiana.
I mean, not Indiana, my bad. You
fuck
said Memphis.
Indiana,
Memphis. Yeah, fucking Indiana.
Memphis? I'm from Little Rock. Memphis is right down the street from me.
Bruh, he said them ribs was whack. Yeah, he was like,
I mean, I paid for them. And then he looked at my plate and was like, yo, you ain't even really eat. I'm
my
like,
nigga,
what?
This nigga right here, he ate the fucking rib middle.
I ate the meat.
And the top.
Hey, you left can't all leave the meat. You can't
thank
leave
you.
The meat. You can't the leave top. The top. You can't leave
thank
the top.
Thank you. Where you from?
I eat fat.
Who raised you?
Yo, look at the guns, man. Look at the guns, man. I'm not eating fat.
You can eat that. It's good for you.
Thank you, man. Nah, fat ain't good for you.
Look at Deontay. How you think he got so big?
Nah,
how you think we so big?
Genetics. Genetics.
No, we eat the top right there. Genetics. That top at the top gets you bigger.
Oh. Damn, you should have. Yeah, you supposed to be a lower power mode, fam. I'm he bad, killed man. Us, y'all. But at least we know we at 20, so yeah, we can keep going a little bit more. Here.
Dude did not eat the motherfucking whole rib.
It's at 20.
He ain't eat the whole rib. I'm like, bro, you got whole meat right
that's
here,
a
dog.
Lot of meat in the top.
You got the all
let's
the
try
meat.
Again at full moon.
Right. Go to full moon.
But I don't think I don't like the way RG Bonds was set up. If I remember correctly, we had to sit outside.
And look right, here,
fuck that.
Google it.
One of the main things that I did not like is that the fact that they had mustard based sauce. I'm not a mustard based sauce kind of guy.
You know what? I'm gonna just fall back. He's obviously the expert. I didn't even know about no mustard. So I just thought that sauce was sauce. I didn't even know it was based with mustard.
You got like, mustard.
I couldn't even taste that.
Ain't got multiple tastes. I mean, multiple.
No, they only had one flavor. Yeah, mustard. Based sauce, and then you have
see, that's why I don't even fuck with all
ketchup,
that shit. You know what?
Tomato based sauce. You know
they
what I'm
gonna,
saying?
They, y'all really gonna get mad at me. You know where
and
I eat ribs in Jersey?
What's up?
Don't do it.
Famous Dave's?
Yeah,
Famous Dave's is good.
Oh, well, I fuck with Famous Dave. That's probably the best ribs to me. Not because of all the sauces.
They're the best chain.
All the sauces.
That's what I'm saying.
Sauces
be sauces make a difference, though. Don't front.
Yeah.
Don't front sauce.
Different. But, and, yo, and then. They should be. They should be tender.
Also, but you can have somebody.
Yo, all right. We talking way too much.
How you do it though, bro?
Way too much. We need to go eat food. Is this TBV or man versus food? Ah! No, this is food
Memphis
versus the zone.
Atlanta. Jokes.
He said, "Listen to these pork ribs eating."
He said, "Memphis and Atlanta, no joke for ribs." No meaning joke. They banging okay. Like you know what I mean.
Adrian hot nuts.
Them nuts mustard base. To advertise the zone to non-boxing fans, no commercials on TV, no way to actually promote a fight.
Yeah, shit, bro.
You answer it. How do you promote that?
You said shit.
Shit, bro. You do.
Oh.
Oh my god, bro.
It's shitty quality. Oh yeah, it is. Look,
I know.
That's the internet, man.
We chilling.
Yeah, we out, bro. We out. Yeah, we out.
Peace.